An update on efforts to restore the historic Gold Dome in Oklahoma City. Details on who will be leading the State House this year. And remembering banker and civic leader Gene Rainbolt. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Deborah Schar. The iconic Gold Dome in Oklahoma City faces an uncertain future as plans to renovate the historic building into a concert venue hit roadblocks. KGOU's Nick Daniels has an update.
The National Park Service declined to support the $10 million preservation project, citing issues with the proposed changes. The Oklahoma newspaper reports tax credits were denied due to planned modifications for the inside of the building, which included removing a second-floor wall for concert suites. Two applications for Route 66 grants were also rejected. Tulsa developer Mike Brown sought funding to restore the mid-century modern landmark. Despite setbacks, Brown says he's committed to preserving as much of the building as possible. The Oklahoma Historical Society says historic tax credits prioritize preservation over development. While Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt supports saving the building and creating a TIF district, preservation officials stress strict adherence to historic standards. I'm Nick Daniels.
As the new year starts, so does the lawmaking. We are 1 month away from Oklahoma's 60th legislative session. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the representatives who will lead the House.
Oklahoma's House Republican majority last fall chose House Speaker Kyle Hilbert to lead them. He's the youngest to ever do it at 30 years old. And with a chamber to manage that's twice as large as the state Senate, Hilbert has opted to redesign the House committee system in a way he says will make policy discussions more like that of the state budget. Hilbert released a full list of House committees and chair appointments in mid-December. The House will have 8 committees and 31 subcommittees, each with a selected chair and vice chair. Lawton Republican Trey Caldwell will lead House Appropriations, and Grove Republican Josh West will serve as Majority Floor Leader. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
After a back-and-forth lawsuit between the Muscogee Nation and the city of Tulsa, an agreement may be on the horizon. Katie Hallam has that story.
The Muscogee Nation sued the city of Tulsa for issuing a traffic ticket to one of its citizens. The tribe, which encompasses more than half of the city, argued the McGirt decision gave them exclusive jurisdiction over its members there. But city officials disagreed, saying crimes, such as traffic violations, within city limits could still be handled by Tulsa law enforcement. Tulsa's new mayor, Monroe Nichols, is trying to settle the lawsuit. His office says he and the tribal nation are working together to move forward. Muscogee Nation Chief David Hill says he welcomes a new tenor to the conversation between tribal and city officials. A federal judge appreciates the efforts. He has paused the case for 30 days to allow for plenty of time for talks. I'm Katie Hallam.
Oklahoma banker and philanthropist Gene Rainbolt died today. Grayson Wheeler has more on Rainbolt's legacy as a civic leader.
Born, raised, and educated in Norman, Henry Eugene Rainbolt has always been better known by his nickname Gene. Rainbolt bought his first bank in Purcell in 1962. Nearly 3 decades later, his holding company founded Bank First, now Oklahoma's largest state-chartered bank with more than 100 locations in 60 communities. Gene and his wife Janine lent their financial and advisory support to many philanthropic causes, notably at the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation. In August, Rainbolt told the Rotary Club of Oklahoma that school funding, from pre-K to higher ed, is the most pressing matter in Oklahoma.
Education is the single lever that changes any society.
Rainbolt was 95. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Rainbolts were financial supporters of Oklahoma Public Radio, including KGOU. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.